KPLU is thrilled to welcome one of the top singers in jazz today. His second album, Be Good, from last year earned him his second Grammy nomination, and he's just announced his debut for Blue Note Records. Liquid Spirit comes out in September. Please help me welcome Gregory Porter.
Unreroute the river, let the damn water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind of water hitting the bank of hard dry land. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Get ready for the wave. It might come like the final flood. The people haven't drank in so long, the water won't even make mud. After it comes, it might come like a steady flow. Grab the roots of the tree down by the river. Dip your cup when your spirit's low. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Well, 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 well. Dip down, take a drink, and fill your water tank. Dip down, take a drink, and fill your water tank. Ah! Unreroute the river, let the damned water be. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind of water hitting the banks of hard dry land. Clap your hands now, 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 clap your hands now.
Mr. Gregory Porter and his band live on the air here at KPLU. Chip Crawford, piano, Aaron James, bass, Emmanuel Harold, drumming, and Yosuke Sato at the saxophone. Gregory, it is wonderful to have you here. The brand new record, Liquid Spirit, is coming out soon. That was the title track. I want to talk about your early years of being a music fan and listening. You grew up in probably one of the greatest situations you could have, a mother who's a minister and a Nat King Cole fan.
Yeah. That's absolutely right, yeah.
Was music important to you right away as a kid, and was it jazz and R&B, or were you more of a pop fan?
At the time, first and foremost, was gospel. And my mother was playing, of course, Mahalia Jackson in the house. But on Saturdays, after we cleaned the house, we could listen to and watch Soul Train. And so I was getting a lot of, you know, soul and R&B influences, and you know, there's eight brothers and sisters, and so just getting all sorts of musical influences, and so yeah, all of it.
Now, when you went off to college in San Diego, you were singing a little bit in jazz clubs, but also playing a lot of football in college.
Yeah,
what was the moment that made you move toward the musical career?
Well, a dislocated shoulder. And really, laying on my side and not having the use of my arm, this kind of persuaded me, like, My arm won't move when I want it to move. I tried to rehab for about 8 months, and I couldn't. It wouldn't function, not for football. But it would function for raising my arms and clapping my hands for music. And music had always been part of my life, and I knew that it always would be whatever I was getting into. And but with the elimination of football, I was able to attend jam sessions much later, and focus on music, take music classes that were taking place in the afternoons when I would be at football practice. And so it was just kind of something that I knew I would do eventually at some point, but the injury just brought some, alacrity to that.
Now, one of your first breaks was actually in the theater. Can you tell us how that came to be? You were in the Tony-nominated Broadway hit It Ain't Nothing But the Blues.
Yeah. It's interesting. The coolest things that I've done have seemed to be things that I've not stumbled into, but kind of organically found my way into. Mm-hmm. And I was actually in the studio with Hubert Laws, just to meet Hubert Laws. And I've ended up singing a song called Smile, Charlie Chaplin song. And Hubert heard me singing the song and put me on the record. But his sister was there and said, you should audition for this musical that I'm going to do. And I went and auditioned, and they hired me on the spot. And, a year after touring around the country, it found its way to Broadway, and we stayed on Broadway for 11 months, and it was a great, great experience.
Love to hear another song with the band. What do you got for us next?
I'll do the title song of my current CD. This one's called Be Good. Be Good is her name. And I sing my lion song and brush my mane. And she would, and she could, so she pulled my lion's tail and caused me pain. She said, lion, are made for cages, just to look at and delight. You dare not let them walk around, 'cause they might just bite. Does she know what she does when she dances round my cage and says her name? Be good, be good. Is a name. Well, I trim my lion's claws and I cut my mane, and I would, oh, I wish that I could, would be good. Oh, she treats me the same. She said, lion, are made for cages, just to look at and delight. You dare not let them walk around, 'cause they might just bite. Whoa. Does she know what she does when she dances around my cage? Thank you.
sing my lion song, and I brush my mane, and she would, well, you know that she could, so she pulled my lion's tail and caused me pain. She said lions are made for cages just to look at and delight. You dare not let them walk around, 'cause they might just find war. Does she know, 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 does she know? Be good, oh, is her name. I trim my lion's claws and I cut my mane. She said lions are made for cages just to look at and delight. You dare not let them walk around, 'cause they might just bite. Whoa. Does she know?
Gregory Porter with the title song from his current album, Be Good, live on KPLU. There's a beautiful video for that song, too. You should, if you're listening now, go out and check that out on the World Wide Web. Any thoughts of doing a video for a song on the new album, and what would that be?
Yeah, well, the touring schedule is pretty heavy. So it may be something on location in Europe. Maybe, you know, there's a lot of cool rivers in France. So maybe we'll shoot Liquid Spirit there. I don't know. We'll see. We're trying to, you know, get it together.
Well, I look forward to the next one. We've heard a couple of your original tunes. And most jazz singers today are sticking with the Great American Songbook, maybe some modern pop, but well-worn songs that everybody knows. And I know it's hard to write a great song because I listen to a lot of music and there's not a lot of great songs, but I wonder if it comes easy for you. Do you think songwriting is something you were always meant to do?
No, it doesn't come easy to me. It comes with inspiration. When I see something that's just beautiful to me, the inspiration of, or deeply moving. I'm moved by children. I'm moved by, you know, natural beauty. I'm moved by pain. You know, all of it. And so these deep human emotions can sometimes, you know, spark words sometimes that rhyme, sometimes.
Now, something I know as being a Seattle guy all my life, and certainly having a lot of friends down the coast, being a West Coast kid and growing up in California, there's something very specific about being a California guy. And you're now in Brooklyn, and I wonder what that's been like to change your locale to kind of the center of the jazz universe.
When we first moved to Brooklyn, my brother opened a coffee shop. And, you know, these guys used to come in, you know, Brooklyn cats come in. And so, why are you smiling at me? and I just have this, like, this is California, man. I just, you know, California, we smile at people. But musically, there's a pocket of a community in Brooklyn, a pocket in Harlem, and there's a pocket in Midtown, which is more international. But the pockets of music communities in Brooklyn and Harlem readily accepted me very, very easily. Why, I don't know, but they did. And, you know, and the result of it is this group of musicians who we all met at St. Nick's Pub, 149th and St. Nicholas in Harlem at a club called, you know, a black jazz dive bar called St. Nick's Pub. It's now closed, but that's where we met, and that's where we kind of cultivating our ideas and our musical identities. And so, yeah.
We've got one more song, but I would be remiss if I didn't get in a quick question, maybe a silly question. But Gregory Porter has one of the most distinct headgear setups since Lester Young's pork pie hat. Can you tell me? It's a great look, but is there a practicality to the headgear?
Does it do anything for my voice? I don't know. I don't know. But it is my jazz hat, and I haven't performed without it in a while, so maybe it is my
your uniform,
Samson's hair. I don't know,
your football helmet.
Yeah, but it's my jazz hat, and I think Marcus Miller, he said, "Yeah, man, you're forging an iconic look." You know, I've never seen Marcus Miller without his hat, and I was with John Hendricks recently in Normandy in France, and he had his, you know, trademark sailor's hat, and yeah, he said, "Keep your look, man. You cool, man. You know, it's you."
It's Gregory Porter live in the studios, and we will hear one more song before you go.
Yes. We will play the song inspired by St. Nick's Pub, On My Way to Harlem.
Oh, right on.
Out on my way through Harlem, Ellington, he don't live around here. He moved away one day, so they say, away from Harlem. I can hear his echo still. Somebody say, "You can't keep me away from where I was born. Baptized by my daddy's horn. No, you can't keep me away from where I was born. I was raised up by the sweet sound of the jazz man's horn. Whoa, I found out on my way through Harlem. Langston Hughes, he don't live round here. He moved away one day from his way here in Harlem. Marvin Gaye used to play right here. You can't keep me away from where I was born. No, I was baptized by my daddy's horn. Oh, by Dudley, oh, by me, by no. Can't keep me away from where I was born. Oh, I was raised up by the sweet sound of the jazz man's horn. The deep feel a bit little bit of there now, now, now.
Harlem. Ellington, he don't live around here. He moved away one day, so the folks say, away from Harlem. I can hear his echo loud and clear. You can't keep me away from where I was born. No, I was baptized by my daddy's horn. No, you can't keep me away from where I was born. I was raised up by the sweet sound of the jazz man's horn. I sure could use some of those blues from Langston Hughes. And some folks say that Marvin Gaye, he used to play What's Going On Right Over There. I swear, I swear, I swear, I swear. Hey, there goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing in Harlem. Hey, 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 hey.
Thank you so much.
Gregory Porter live in the studios here at KPLU. Chip Crawford piano, Aaron James bass, Emmanuel Harold drumming, Yosuke Sato on the saxophone.